Now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate baseball team, Coach Ben Parkin. And Coach, well, first you get a sweep of War Road, a very solid hitting team. And let's first talk about that first game. I thought you pitched, defended, and came up with some timely hitting, and just an all-around a great ball game between the two teams.
Yeah, it was. They were fun games. And, yeah, like you said, it was really well played all around. I thought the pitching was really good. I thought our hitting was pretty good. I thought the key was probably just controlling their hitters. Gavin threw a pretty good game, kept them off balance. And defense made some plays behind them, too. So I thought it was, all around just a good game by us.
You were able to score the first runs of the game. Contreras singled in the third inning, and then Ecker walked, and Gavin Lucchini was able to get an RBI single on a nice slide by Contreras to sneak under the tag. And then later you had a Ecker scored on a wild pitch, but you take a 2-0 lead. And how big was that just to get that lead early on?
Oh, it's really big. It's kind of tough, coming from behind early on in the game. So it's a lot easier. It takes a little bit of pressure off the pitcher when you got a couple runs out there in front of them. So it's a big to get up early.
And after Melsha was hit by a pitch, the next three batters were retired. And then after that, you had actually, was it 10 straight batters were retired before you were able to, well, the first War Road scored in the sixth inning. They were able to get a run, but then you answered in the bottom of the sixth. You had Reese reach on a walk, and then Fee had an RBI double, and that was a big insurance run.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was probably the key hit of the game, actually, to give us another insurance run. You go into the seventh inning with a one-run lead, it can be kind of, on pins and needles there, and it takes a little bit more pressure off the pitcher, too. So I thought that was the key hit of the game.
Gavin Lucchini, as you said, fantastic game. Ecker was great behind the plate. Another good performance by that battery.
Yep, definitely. Gavin pitched well, threw strikes. Ecker caught well and called a good game. He's starting to call better games now. Like I said, I was calling pitches there for a few games and just, making sure he understands what to do in certain situations and what to call in certain situations against certain hitters. So I thought he did really, really well.
And to hold a team like War Road, who can hit the ball very well, to only two hits, one of them was a bunt single, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, Gavin was one of our best pitchers last year as a freshman. And as a sophomore, he's just getting dialed in and he's getting better every game, I think. So, we're pretty confident with Gavin on the mound. And it shows with our defense how they play. And it just kind of carries into everything we do on the field. So he's a big part of this team and we're lucky to have him.
You get the win 3-1 in game one, then you go to game two and you started off the bottom of the first inning. Matt Contreras had a one-out triple and he later came in to score. But it just seemed like you're seeing the ball a little better here, especially today, but through the past week or so.
Yep, definitely. So after, there was a stretch there of probably three games where we only had maybe two hits, I think. And so we kind of had to go back to the lab, do some experimenting and figure things out. And I think we're starting to figure it out. And it was just a matter of timing and just shortening up our swing more than anything. We were just too long and we were just behind everything. So we just have been telling the kids to work on just basically hitting from the launch position and not even worry about loading our hands, really just short to the ball and long through it. And it's been paying off for us.
So you score a run in the first. You had another run in the second. You had Lucas Peralta. He came in and played the second game. He was hit by a pitch. Jay Reese doubled. Jay, I thought, had a great day at the plate as well. And then Peralta scored on a wild pitch, and you take a 2-0 lead. But again, you have two sophomores that were able to get on, and that makes the difference.
Yep. I mean, we're young, but the kids that we have, the sophomores that we have, they're talented, and once they start to figure it out, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
War Road was able to score a run in the fourth, but then they took advantage of some walks and singles as well, and they take a 5-2 lead going into the sixth inning. That was the same score going into the bottom of the seventh, and all of a sudden you came up with some big at-bats. You were able to get some hits, and then Lucas Peralta gets a walk-off two RBI single. Probably would have been a double if it wasn't the end of the game, but boy, what a nice piece of hitting there down the right field line.
Yep, absolutely. It's been it was a couple, you know, good couple games of hits all around, up and down the lineup. Just solid hitting. Just getting the bat to the ball, getting the barrel on the ball. I'm pretty happy with the way we come around and made adjustments.
And then Contreras, he was pitching very well. Ran into a little bit of control problems there, and towards the end, then you bring in Ecker, and he was able to do a nice job. And that you basically almost switched every position after that substitution. But again, you came up with big plays in the outfield. Your outfielders played well all game long, or all, both games.
Yep, our outfielders did play well. That was probably the best couple games that we've played. I mean, they were hitting some solid line drives at our outfielders, and we just made play after play out there. So I was really happy with that. And to see a guy like Peralta come around too, that was big, because he had been struggling a little bit. And all I told him was to keep his head down. He was pulling his head out. His swing looks fine, and if he just keeps his head down, he can mash the ball. So I was really happy with the way he played.
I think I heard you say something. I was down by the dugout taking pictures, and I heard you say, "Just watch the ball out of his hand." And obviously, he did that.
Yeah, that was, you know, those are just one of those small things where, you know, you have to really focus in and fine tune your eyes and your vision on his hand. That's where the ball comes from. So you really got to find the ball right out of his hand as quickly as you can. And, you know, it's maybe just one of those small things that's often overlooked by amateur hitters, but it could pay off for you. So I thought that'd maybe help him out.
Yeah. Two big section wins, and more importantly, getting some wins here at the end of the season. And you have one more game tomorrow against Wes Marshall. But these wins have to give you a lot of confidence, knowing they were the number two team in the North subsection coming into this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hope we can keep this momentum going. Hopefully it's a confidence booster. We've shown that we can hang in there with some of these teams, and I didn't even know Ward was top two in the North, so that makes it even a little bit better. But yeah, hopefully it can give us a lot of confidence moving forward in the subsection here, sub-district here.
Well, and even in the first round, you very likely could see Warroad in the first round, so that gives you even more confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's huge that we came away with two wins here. If we get swept by them, I think it's a different story. I think it's a different story with our energy and our confidence and everything. So these games were huge.
Yep. Coach, congratulations on the wins.
Thank you. Appreciate it.